Helen not only did the kitchen, Helen did this entire church. This church was cleaned by her, every nook and cranny. When I first came to this church 17 years ago, I was given a warning, watch out for Helen. Helen will make you do things that no one else will make you do. And when I took over worship, Helen was so concerned because I did many different things here in the sanctuary. She showed me how to polish the pews, how to lift those seat cushions, which are, by the grace of her and Woody, we have those seat cushions to sit on. She taught me how to keep this church clean, and she told me how to keep things in order, where everything was. But most of all, she was concerned that when I decorated this sanctuary and I left this church, who was going to do it? And I would tell her, Helen, God will provide. And this was a perfect occasion for Terry Stevens and I to decorate this altar in honor of Helen, because she loved setting up those trees. She loved getting out the Advent wreath that her and Woody had purchased for this church. And most of you don't know all the little things that the two of them provided this church with. But most of all, their love of this. This was greater than their own home. They took care of it even better than their own home. And they loved each and every one of us. And they taught us how to take care of it. Helen, I will always hear your voice, not in the kitchen, but through every nook and cranny that I walk in this church. May you be at peace with me.